On October 16, 1986, in the lush land of Kerala, India, a child was born, destined to carry the light of St. Francis into a new generation. His name was Cyril Emmanuel Kuttikal. From his earliest days, there was something different about young Cyril. A quiet depth, a peace that seemed to rest in his eyes, and a longing for God that would one day guide his every step. Drawn to the simplicity and burning love of St. Francis of Assisi, Cyril heard the call to follow the poor man of Assisi, and he answered. He entered the Capuchin Franciscan order, taking the name Brother Cyril Emmanuel. In the brown habit of St. Francis, he embraced a life of prayer, fraternity, and joyful service. His path led him to Rome, to the San Lorenzo da Brindisi International College and the Capuchin Central Library. There, he became known not only for his dedication to study, but for a radiant spirit that drew others to Christ. His faith and his friendship left an indelible mark on professors, students, and fellow friars alike. There, among books and brothers from around the world, Brother Cyril became known not merely for his intellect, but for his radiant joy and deep humility. Those who met him remember his smile, the way he listened, the way he prayed. His faith was not confined to words, it was lived quietly and beautifully every single day. Brother Cyril's missionary heart carried him beyond borders to places like Bangladesh and Rajkot. Wherever he went, his presence was gentle yet powerful, teaching, guiding, walking with the poor and the young, always with a smile that revealed Christ within him. But his journey was not without suffering. Even the most radiant lives walk through the valley of suffering. In his final months, Brother Cyril bore illness with quiet courage. Though his body weakened, his spirit remained unshaken, his heart still fixed on the Lord he loved. On January 16, 2024, at just 37 years old, Brother Cyril was called home to the Father. The news spread quickly, from Kerala to Rome, from Bangladesh to every friary where his presence had been felt. Hearts wept. His final voice message, shared with his brothers, became a lasting testimony of his faith, words that now echo with even greater meaning. To many, his death was not an end, but a beginning. Stories poured in of his kindness, his scholarship, his prayerful spirit. For those who knew him, Brother Cyril Emmanuel was more than a friar. He was a brother, a teacher, a witness of Christ's love. Today, the faithful remember him not with despair, but with gratitude. His life, though brief, continues to inspire. His legacy lives on in the hearts he touched, a reminder that holiness is not measured by years lived, but by the love poured out. Brother Cyril Emmanuel Kuttikal, pray for us.